Let's turn in scriptures to Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12, we'll be reading verses 1 through 28. And this morning won't make any comments, but we'll read the scripture here. Give attention to His Word. There may be many, all of it's applicable to us, maybe one or two verses in particular that jump out to you at your station in life today that you need to hear. And so listen and hear the Lord now. Proverbs 12, beginning in verse 1, these are God's words. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie and wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be condemned according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness, deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are His delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. A slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. And those are God's words. God's people, let's pray and seek the Lord now. Our Father, we're thankful for Your Word. We're thankful for Your words of wisdom to us in these Proverbs. Our Father, we do pray that You would make us to be those who are righteous and not wicked. Those who are not slothful, but diligent. Not the ones who are cruel and hateful, but loving and merciful. And in even tongue, Father, we do pray that you would grant our tongue to speak of you and of goodness, even to cover shame and not speak lies and evil and hatred. And all these we don't ask merely that we might appear more godly, but that we would be more godly, and that you would do so by your Holy Spirit working grace in us, that we'd be holy as Christ is holy and righteous as He is righteous. Father, above all things, why we desire to keep your commandments, even here from Proverbs 12, we ask that you would do so, working in us righteousness and obedience unto you, faithfulness unto you for your glory, that your name would be given all praise, and that you would not give the devil a foothold, nor cause our lives to be a stumbling block to those who hear the gospel. Father, we desire the gospel, the good news, to go forth, to be heard by all nations, that all nations would come and turn to Christ and covenant with Him as you promise will happen. And we have, we hope, we praise you and pray in hope that you will bring that about at the right time. And maybe even after we have died in our bodies and gone to be with the Lord, to be with you. Father, bring it about. Pray for our nation, even today. And our nation has continually gone after wickedness more and more over the last 10, 20 years. We have, as citizens of this nation, been encouraged and gone after our pleasures, adulteries, murders, stealing, and many other things, especially coveting. It all stems because we have not worshipped you and loved you. We have turned from you. We have taken your name in vain. We have blasphemed your name. We have made images and idols of everything and everyone instead of worshipping you, the living and true God. And we've broken the Sabbath, not work diligently, as we heard in Proverbs, not work diligently the 6 days and rested the one day. Even now, Father, we pray that you would rest our souls in you and turn us from our sins, that our lives would be honoring to you. And Father, we pray that we would not be like Israel or Judah, rebellious, rejecting you and going after our idols, worshipping falsely, that you would reform us and you would not send judgment upon the church or the nation. But Father, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And if it is to bring judgment upon the churches, which you do at times, and certainly the church, and perhaps even we would say this congregation deserves judgment. We have sinned in many ways, past and present. My Father, we pray that you would show mercy. Discipline your people and correct us. Show us that fatherly love for us, that we would, though struggle in the time of the discipline, knowing it's not enjoyable, my Father, may we be trained by it, that we would, that you would in us, by your Spirit, produce that peaceable fruit of righteousness. And Father, we pray for the churches, this church, this congregation. Sanctify us. Forgive us of our sins. As we come in worshiping you, Father, show us mercy and pardon us by the blood of Christ, your Son. prepare us now in cleansing us of our sin, of showing us our sin, that we might worship you rightly now, this evening, and even partaking of the Lord's Supper this evening. Prepare our hearts to worship and praise your name and commune with you in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we're thankful for the communion you do give us, even now, as we are enabled to cry out to you, knowing that you hear and answer us according to your will. Father, we pray that you would grow us in number, not that we could praise ourselves, not so that we could build a building. We don't really care about that. Father, we only care that your name would be given praise, and more would hear the gospel, more would believe the gospel and the salvation and honor your name and worship you. Father, we ask that you would cause us to grow, that we would be able to plant another church. We desire that the kingdom would grow as Christ your Son has ordained it to be in his kingdom. Father, we plead that you would grow us in our souls and our hearts, our wills and our affections, and so make us to be righteous and mortify the sin that still remains. Father, we pray especially for the San Antonio congregation today. We pray that you would give them unity of heart and mind, and the one that they are to call to be their pastor. We pray that that man would be bold, faithful, zealous, and a godly shepherd. Not like those wicked shepherds we see in Ezekiel and Jeremiah, but a godly shepherd who stands on the truth, who defends the sheep, and trains and instructs the people in your word and in the gospel. Father, we pray that you would give them an urgency, a desire, an urgent desire for a minister of the gospel, that they would not be slothful because a retired minister is in their midst. Father, we ask that you would give them that diligent desire for a minister, and that you would even call that minister soon, if it would be your will. Father, we pray also for the Houston congregation, for a minister for them, and Washington, Iowa, and Colorado Springs. You would provide ministers for these congregations as well, and that your name would be praised, that they in these congregations would have the faithful, consistent shepherding and preaching ministry that we are enabled to enjoy here amongst ourselves. We want them to have that similarly. And so we ask that you would bless them, Father. Not because they deserve it, for they don't, just like we don't deserve it, Father. But you, we pray, would grant them the blessing by your mercy and your grace. Father, today we ask that you would be with the Yelton family as they're sick and not feeling well. For Sue and Jeff and Abigail, you would heal them and strengthen their bodies. Pray that any others who might be sick today, you would heal. We're thankful that those who have been sick and not feeling well, myself and Larry and others I might be forgetting, Father, that you have healed. They're here today. We're thankful for this. Pray that you would continue to strengthen your people. And we're thankful again that you've answered our prayers, for we prayed and you answered and healed according to your will. We pray for our children, that you would turn their hearts to you, that you would grant them salvation in Christ your Son. We pray that you would open up the wombs of those who are that you have closed, and you would grant them blessing, if that would be your will. For you say children are a blessing from you. And we all and they all desire your blessing. And so, Father, grant to the children, not only to them, but to your church, thankful that you call all the children here holy, set apart, those who hear your word every Lord's Day. We're hearing it in family worship and being encouraged to believe the gospel. I pray that you would make them holy, make them righteous in Christ your Son, and give them faith even today. And Father, we do pray that you would bless us now as we continue worshiping you. May your name be praised and extolled among all the peoples, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.